It was like one of the comparisons I had. It was just one of the most interesting ones. That how if a president passes or dies, I'll get it off my web browser. It's just because I use it off the wiki. But like how if a president passes or is impeached or something, how they are replaced. So in Madagascar's culture, in case of vacancy, the president should be replaced by the president of the Senate. So if the president's impeached or anything, the head of the president of the head of the Senate will assume power of the president. And in the U.S. Constitution, in case of removal of the president from office, then the vice president will take over. And if the vice president shall die or impeached, then he was replaced by the Congress, which will then assume power of president.
I'm glad you're here now. Okay, Akanke. Very good. Would you tell me again, in Madagascar, what happens if the president dies or impeached? How is he replaced? Would you repeat that, please? And excuse me, how is he or she replaced?
The president of the Senate would replace the president, because they have a president head of the Senate.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. That's a difference. All right. Thank you, Azachar. Akanke, well, you may not be back. Safia, now, what did you find as you compared constitutions?
When looking at the Haitian Constitution versus the United States Constitution, I think the Haitian Constitution was, in a way, more geared to not produce. It wasn't as, I think it's, what am I trying to say? I think it was a lot more community-oriented. Like, they actually thought about things other than the financial gain of their country and all of that. They actually thought about the people, the citizens, and there were parts that were specifically based on that for the Constitution. Like, for example, they have in the Constitution certain laws how, they have certain ways in the law that everybody is supposed to have equal housing, and they have it set up so that people, even in the situation that we have now, like in recession, they will still have a home, food, clothing, regardless of, and health care. And there's this clause about, I think, elderly and stuff like that, but that, like, that's the difference. That's in the Haitian Constitution, and it plays out in the Haitian, the civilization, but it doesn't in the United States.
All right, I heard you very well. Safia, in terms of that example, would you put your link in, Safia, so I can see that? I was looking for Brother Sean Irvin. He was going to be visiting with us today. He will be teaching with us in one capacity or another. And is a teacher from the Oakland area, actually. We're looking forward to him working with us. And I announced to some people yesterday he's also a DJ as well as being a teacher, so he might be able to spin you some things a little bit closer to your ears. Now says, now why don't you come on and use your voice to make your point, please.
Anybody hear me?
I hear you. I want you to talk up, though.
Okay. Well, looking at the U.S. Constitution and the Jamaican Constitution, I was really looking at the citizenship, because looking at the Jamaican Constitution, they give you, like, more chances. I mean, not more chances. More, can I say, opportunities to become a citizenship, whereas the United States, you got to take classes and all that stuff. With Jamaican, it's like real easy to become a citizen there, and I think that's real cool for everything.
All right, now would you also give me your link so I can see your notes and your presentation? And would everybody give me their link to their quiz? Ife, if you are done with Sister Tini Ade, would you please also respond to discoveries that you've made in this research process on the Constitution? Also, I want to ask you, you're also keeping an eye on, in terms of the comparison, keeping an eye on the African Constitution before trouble, and also part of recovery during trouble. So again, a three-way comparison when you can do it, comparison and contrast. Okay, so, you know, Nasha, what are you finding? Ife, what are you finding?
Well, what I found was that I actually got to talk to my, I actually got my aunt in Zimbabwe to help me out a little bit. And what I found was that she told me that a new constitution was instituted, and if on April 20th, 2000, she said that there was an old constitution when it was under British rule. There was a constitution, but then they amended a new one in 2000, so she helped me sign the new constitution. And in that new constitution, it's a sovereign one, so it's made by the Zimbabwean people, not the colonizers. So it's a sovereign constitution. So, which was very interesting. And reading it, I could really see how it relates to the colonial history in Zimbabwe. It relates to, they made like rules and stuff to prevent colonial discrimination from continuing in the sovereign nation. So, for example, one of the rights is no person shall be deprived of land. And during colonized times, the white people would take all of the good land and then force everyone out into the rural areas or the deserted areas and struggle to live. So basically stole their land and forced them out. And in this constitution, they're saying you can't do that. That's against the law. You can't. If these people once owned the land, then they have to get their land back. So that was very interesting. And also, another rule that really stood out was that it's against the law to discriminate by race or religion or et cetera. Similarly to the U.S. Constitution. So, yeah, it was very interesting to see the history inside the Constitution, you know.
Very good, Nasha. I think what a number of you will find is that it's going to be interesting to see how much of the rebelliousness, the challenging of the colonial oppression, how that gets translated or not into the Constitution. If there is a lot of strident anti-oppressor energy in the in terms of the fighting, you typically will begin to see some measures like what you're talking about, Nasha, of that in the new constitution. That'll be interesting as you that you're seeing that, and others of you. One of the comments that I put to you, Akilah, had to do with Tanzania. I think you did Tanzania, and I actually encourage you to go back a little bit before this. Who did? Was that Amira Tanzania, or are you Tanzania? Before the Arusha Accords, I was there, long before 2001, and so you might look at the Constitution that was created by the government led by Julius Nyerere, which was in place from 59 to 85, okay, I don't see your page in front of me, so I think it was Arusha, but it may have not been. I may be mixing you and your sister's paper up, your research. The point is, there were some parts, I think you were talking to Akilah about World Bank and other folks deciding about Tanzanian education and that kind of thing like that, and that was a very different piece, and I'm not sure that that's, anyway, you might just, if you can, take a look at the Constitution that came out right after the liberation of Tanzania. Akilah, you might also do the same thing. Amira, look at when, you know, because it may be a little different. When was Rwanda free of oppression? And did they throw the white folks out? And that really may make a difference in terms of what the actual Constitution begins to look like. The key thing for you to do, Akilah, you listed some things. It's going to be important to list the important things, the things that you consider important. Amira isn't here. All right, I know her computer went down, but I assumed she was going to be there with you, but I hear that she's not. Let me know if she returns. What's going to be important is choosing those things that you think are defining and you think are important. Clearly, you're not going to be reporting on an item by item for every part of the Constitution, but clearly you want some of the key pieces. Also, you want to know the relationship between, is the Bill of Rights the Constitution? Is the Bill of Rights a part of the Constitution? Is the Bill of Rights a separate document to the Constitution? Okay, is it an amendment to the Constitution? You definitely want to know what the salient parts of the Constitution is. You want to know what date the Constitution is that you're referring to, because they change, or people change them. So you want to know the date of that Constitution. You says the Bill of Rights is a part of the Constitution. Great. So we just want to be clear about that. And that needs to be stated, so that, you know, we're clear. The key part is when you identify some of the things that are salient, then you do a comparison and contrast of them. Just putting a list of them doesn't do that comparison and contrast. You leave it up to the reader to have to look through it, when you should guide the reader by having him or her take note of certain things that are different. You might say, well, if you look at Amendment 1, 2, and 3, you'll find reflect the fervor of anti-colonialism, and it's reflected there. This was also reflected in the United States Constitution, or it was not, and you might say something of why and that kind of thing like that. So you want to be able to give the reader a little bit, particularly as I'm looking in your presentation part. Also, I want you to start moving in terms of your presentation. Your presentations are supposed to be multimedia presentations. And so Zoho Show, and there are a couple other ones. He wants you to begin to tighten your presentations up so that they can be available for others as well. But they're first and foremost for your classmate. What is Diacord, Akilah? How do you pronounce that? Great, thank you. How do you pronounce it?
You pronounce that like Diacord, like almost like Diacord, but it's mostly like Diacord.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, let me give you some pointers, some of you verbally that I haven't given to you in writing. One of the things on your presentation as well as your notes, I need to see sources, okay, in you know, a bibliographic form, and your sources need to be near your quotations or near where you're taking information from. I do not want to have a lot of quotations and then down at the bottom to have five lists of places. If I'm trying to find the quote, Akanke, where does the quote, "The sovereign of Ghana resides in the people of Ghana, and whose name and for whose welfare the powers of government are to be exercised in a manner and within the limits laid down in this constitution." That's a quote from your page. Where is that from? Okay. Where's your source from that? Okay. So you know, I want to see it. I don't want to also scroll down and then, for example, if I was trying to find it, I wouldn't know. You may have five things down to the base. You actually don't have any. Okay. Your sources are critical. Also, in your previous one, Kanke, almost everything in that previous, that Word file, was from the New Orleans School, blah, blah, blah. Please don't bring me no one source for anything. I want you to corroborate, within the context of your notes. You may have one source for one quote or something, but find some other sources, okay? Ife, can we use the number indication type thing, because links in the middle? These partly like your notes. Sure, you can use a number thing, long as I can go down and find it, and I don't have to. If you don't have a number, what's called a footnote, okay? If you don't have that, then that means I'd have to search each one of those links, as opposed to saying, okay, that quotation came from link number 3, and I can go to that link and I can find it. So you can use what's called footnotes. And in your note, on your notes page, you should actually put the actual citation right next to it. You're not trying to do anything with notes. You need to think like note cards and notepads. And I'm going to introduce you another wiki site that I think would be good to dedicate to this research and may help you put those links together and that kind of thing like that. But the key is that, Akilah, you got this bad, so I want you to just cure this, okay? Whenever you use a quote next to it, I want to see, put in parentheses, at least in your notes, and then at the bottom you use footnotes so that I can know exactly where you got that from, okay? And sometimes it's not a quote, sometimes it's just data that you paraphrase. But right now it's important that you know how to cite sources. So that's going to be key. Akanke, I like that you are actually comparing the two or the three, the Ghanaian Constitution, and you have Chancellor Williams's. You want to put apostrophe there, I can't believe. All right, now the other thing, this is for you, Akanke, also for you, a killer. No, I think it was for a mirror. So not for you, a killer. Scratch that. The Constitution doesn't feel. The Constitution doesn't believe. The Constitution may report. The Constitution may reflect a belief of the people, but the Constitution doesn't believe. Okay? You have, which means that the Ghanaian Constitution and Chancellor Williams, I suppose, apostrophe S, African Constitution, believe that the power of the people is what, right? A Constitution doesn't believe anything. You can say the people or the Africans, but it doesn't do that. So Akilah, you might, I typed it on a text chat. But I like the way, Akanke, you are comparing different pieces, between the three things there. Akanke, what did you find? I'm talking to both of them about some things. I'm talking to Akanke right now about liking the way she compared. Akilah put hers more in a list. And didn't help the reader out very much in terms of comparing and contrast. And if y'all can hear me, please let Akilah know that you can. Is that Sean? Okay. All right. So. I haven't heard from you, Akanke. What did you discover that was interesting to you?
One thing that I thought was interesting was finding out in the Constitution, like when a person goes to court, how they can like move from a lower court to a higher court. And in the African Constitution and Chancellor Williams' Destruction of Black Civilization, it was talking about how you go from the chief's court to the, the central court, and then you keep going up until you get to the king's court. And in Ghana, they actually start off with you going from the chief's court, which is the regional tribunals, and then you keep going up until you get to the Supreme Court. But it was basically like the same thing that was listed in the African Constitution.
All right, great. Hold on. All right, folks. What I want you to do is I want you to know that you started this research on the Constitution. You have some notes on it. Please, as you continue to look, you want to put some things in this section, okay, on terms of the Constitution. And it will be related to a number of different things and ways. But let's turn our attention a little bit to what we're going to focus on now. So what's the topic for this week? What's the topic for this week? Also, would you put in what grade did you make, and what grade, so all of you, what grade did you make on your quiz? 81, 82? If it's under 80, it just doesn't count. What did you do on your quiz? Or if you didn't take it, please say you didn't take it. Or if your partner didn't provide it, say partner didn't provide it.
Amir's internet is down. Her internet was down, but her internet just came back up. So she's sending it to you now, Kanke.
Okay. Excuse me, folks. I appreciate that. Fool is not being able to get into the other room, but Mama Fee has taken care of that. All right, so hold on. Okay, folks, handling a few things. So we've got those straight. Now I want to. We got to get straight with. Please, for those of you who haven't given each other a test, then I got. So, Azachar, Ife didn't provide it for you. Is that what you're saying? And Azachar, did you provide hers, the quiz? Okay. All right. So, y'all want to tighten up on that. because what's the topic for this week? What was topic number two? First is the Constitution, and to get you into it, it wouldn't be exhaustive. What's number two? Talk to me, folks. We laid out week by week, and I know you have it. What's the focus this week?
I don't know it by heart. It's in my text chat, so I'm looking it up.
While you're looking that up, what I want you to know is that what you've been doing with the constitutions is a success, because it really is designed to familiarize yourself with the Constitution, to have some sources, which is why I want you to have more than one, more than two, some different sources, because you get familiar with it. You get to learn some key things about it. You can't or not expect you to learn everything and know everything about it. Now, as you do your report later on, you may choose to focus more on the Constitution than on the military or other things like that. And so, then you'll delve more deeply into this part. I know on a weekly basis, it's really designed to familiarize yourself with it and also for me to be able to give you some comments about it. All right, so I want to move with this because we have a whole other section that we're going to be dealing with in terms of research, today. All right, so what's up? What's on tap next? What are you finding in your notes? What are we doing now? All right, anybody yet? What's week number two? Or in this case, what's this week? Very good, Akon K. The economy. So what kind of economy is this? Some of you know that we watched Michael Moore's Capitalism, A Love Story. What has that got to do with this question at all? Okay. One of the questions you see on the economy as you look at the different ones, I didn't sink you to anywhere. I've not sunk you anywhere. Very good questions. Who profits? What's the name of the American economic system? Is it democracy? Is it socialism? Is it capitalism? Is it oligarchy? Is it all right, so what is the name of the economic system? And what are the features of that system? Let's look it up. What is capitalism? Let's look up a denotative definition, and then let's see if you can find some other definitions. Ife, given if you didn't have any definition in the from the textbook, or from the web, watching the movie, how would you define capitalism? And any of you, what do you think capitalism is? What are the features of capitalism in terms of economic system? And what's the connection between democracy and capitalism? Are they the same? Do they go hand in hand? Talk to me.
I've never really been clear on what capitalism is or means. Going from what I see and what I've always kind of heard about capitalism being bad, it's sort of like private corporations and other elite people sort of using money for their own good in a private ownership type of way. I know that's not denotative, but that's just sort of what I've comprehended over my lifetime, which I've come to understand is not really what the normal definition is or how a lot of the people see it, because a lot of the people used to see capitalism as a good thing. And that's how it was sort of like broadcasted to the world for people to think that it's a good thing. But I guess capitalism contrasting to socialism, where socialism, as I understand it, sort of goes hand in hand with democracy, where it's sort of in the people's hands. And for the, you know, people's own good and things like that. Capitalism is privately owned, not for the public. It's sort of you do your own thing, not for, like, everybody together. But what has sort of come to be is big capitalist corporations and their friends in the government privately owning and taking a lot of the money.
Great. Well, I love your guessing and giving a sense. I love Safia's kind of guessing and moving forward. I want y'all to just do that. You know, put in the text chat, you know, kind of not just the lookup version, but what you think it is, you know, how you think it works. Just start there. And really is a good thing to do when you're doing research or you're getting ready to do some research on stuff, to just start with what you think, okay? Because now you're on a search to see whether or not you're on the money, how much, when you're close, way off the mark. Just put in that sense of this is what you kind of caught, gleaned, imagined, okay? Yes. Yes, Keela. Please take care of that. So you want to put in Isachar and not the denotative definition, but what do you think is capitalism is, or what are some features about it? Some people believe that capitalism is buying and selling. Is that capitalism? If I have some corn and I raise corn and I sell it to you for more than it costs for me to welcome Sean, welcome my brother. Glad you're here. We had to do a little shifting around this morning because we had a student that couldn't get in. This is Sean Irving. He will be working with us and in a number of capacities. He is a teacher and Baba and a scholar. He loves teaching, and he also is a DJ. So let's let him come right on in. Right now, Sean, what we're doing here, this is a comparative government in history. The past week, students have been focusing on the Constitution and comparing some key elements of the U.S. Constitution with the Constitution of their chosen African or African diasporan country, as well as noting some differences and similarities between the constitutions of Africans before trouble, that is, before oppression. And each week we're taking an element to guide some of their exploratory research. So last week was Constitution, and so we just talked a little bit about that. Now we're rolling into the economy. And the questions before us that they'll have to answer this week the economy. Let me just put it again. I can't get put the laid it out there by weeks. Thank you. So I'm going to put it in again so you can see that, Sean. And then based on that, you'll know where we're going. And then you can come on and introduce yourself. Let's see. Okay. There it is. You'll find it there in the text chat. Akila, did you miss something? Of course you missed something. Akila, if you're away, you missed something. What kind of question is that? well, you can't hear it now. Definitely you missed something if you can't hear. Log out and log back in. Okay. Okay, Sean, if you scroll up a little bit in text chat, you will see week 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and you'll see week 5, the economy, what it is called, how does it work in the U.S. on paper, and for us, for others, and for real. So we just started talking about naming this economy and the name of the U.S. economy or economic system is capitalism. And I asked students just to begin to brainstorm and put whatever they knew about capitalism and put in the text chat, and that's where they were. Well, right now we'll put a pin in that, and will you come forward and introduce yourself? And students, will you introduce yourself to Sean and Baba Sean and give him, you know, an eye of welcome. You have to hold that talk now button down during the whole time you're talking, unless you're a moderator.
I heard you. Your mic was loud. So if you can turn it down, that'd be good.
All right. How about now? This is my mic check. I just got a little mic dug out from the back of the closet, so I'm just seeing if it works.
It works very well, brother. In fact, you can turn it down just a little bit more. Do you see that where the blue slider is, just above the talk now button and just below my chin? The one at the nearest the talk now button controls the microphone sensitivity, and that should be kind of midway or maybe even a little bit more to the left, depending on where it is now. Okay, all the way to the right is the maximum sensitivity.
All right, hopefully this is a good volume. My name is Sean Irvin. I've been teaching now for close to 14 years. I've been working with youth since I was a youth. Really excited about working with this school because I've never seen education happen like this before, so it's really exciting. I'm looking forward to getting to know all you guys. I know some of you. Looking forward to meeting the rest of you and getting to know you and hearing what you have to say about this economy we're in.
Okay, hi, my name is Akila. I'm 15 years old, and I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and welcome.
Hi, my name is Malcolm. I'm 14 years old, and I live in Trinidad, in the Caribbean, and welcome to Aya. It's great to have you here.
Hello, my name is Isachar Emerson. I'm 17. I'm a senior. And this is my last year of college, and next year I'll hopefully be going to UC. Can you guys hear me now?
Hi, my name is Amira Shakir. It's about to be 14 in November, and I live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and welcome.
Now hit the talk now button, son. Let them feel your presence, brother. Typing is good, but when it's open like that, you want to let them feel your voice and feel your presence and touch you in that kind of way. So would you hit the talk now button, please, sir?
Hi, I'm now 17, and this is Stone Mountain Treasure. Welcome to Aya.
Okay. Folks, you've gotten a little bit of picture of us. Sean is a kind of roll up your sleeve brother, so he's, you know, excited about, you know, seeing us do what we do. Right now I just want to, what do you think about this system called capitalism? What is it? What are some of the features of it? If you haven't, some of you have already said, anybody else? Now, I'm not talking about the denotative definition. I'm not talking about the dictionary definition. I'm talking about what you know of it. And is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it good and bad? Is it the same as me buying an ice cream for 50 cents and selling it for 75? Is that capitalism? What's capitalism?
Capitalism is it's the way the United States works, and what it is that you, whatever money you have is basically what controls the country. So the more money you have, the more power you have. And pretty much money rules the country.
All right, my brother, I want you just to talk a little bit louder. I don't know what happened. He's fine for you? Okay. All right. No. If he's, then it may be on me then. All right. Everybody give me a little feedback. Was Isachar fine for you? They were fine for, not for Ife. Okay. All right. What about you, Akanke? Come on, y'all. Keela, guys, so Keela and Amira are right there in Cincinnati. Great. And Akanke, he was fine for me. Okay, so needs to be adjustments on me and Ife's part. All right, my brother, continue. We'll adjust.
Okay, I'm going to speak louder so everyone can hear me. But I was saying, basically, capitalism is the control of the country with money. You basically have, the more money a person has in wealth, then the more control and power they have in this country.
Okay, all right. Excellent. Your thoughts about capitalism. The more money you have, the more control. Sean, that's a movie that we actually went to see. Aya was actually sponsoring, encouraging people to go out, and then we had a discussion on Saturday. And we're asking all of our students to check that out. It actually came out last week in New York and came out, week before last in New York, came out this past Friday here. And we had some people go see it. We're asking people to see it again. Safia saw it there in Philly. Very good. Brother Sean is on it, saying that's a good piece, and it is indeed. So, anybody else wants to say anything about capitalism? Now, this is a good piece because you're dealing with different countries. Akilah, you have Tanzania. One of the things I want you to make sure that you look up is something called the Ujamaa villages. Okay, Julius Nyerere's Ujamaa villages, and the system of the economic system called Ujamaa. All right, it's what we say during Kwanzaa, but it's a lot older. Any and everybody else can do that as well. I think it's important for you to look it up. I'm saying particularly for her because there was all of you want to look up the economies in the countries that you're working with, and you will compare that to the economies that existed as best you can find out before trouble. Okay? She was asking, were you frozen for anyone else? Okay. Tanzania chose a different kind of economic system and a different kind of economic development after throwing the Germans, then the British, out. There was a historic tradition of African socialism, which also predated Marxist and Leninist communism and socialism. Also, last Friday, we had you listen to, how many of you remember the senator, the name of the senator that you listened to? What was his name?
His name was Bernie Sanders. He was the senator of Vermont, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. And we met him last year when we were studying the economic conundrum, if you'll remember. He is a U.S. senator, but he is not a capitalist. He's a socialist, okay? He believes in social democracy, okay? You want to have fun with this. You want to have fun with... Now, as you were looking up socialism, as you're looking up the name of the economy in the country that you're dealing with, please make a distinction between the economy and the form of government, the form of representation. There will be a connection between the two, and there's a connection often between the Constitution and the laws and the economy and the type of economy. And when you see Michael Moore's movie, that will be made even more clear to you. And even if you don't see it, we'll provide you with a number of YouTube videos and those kinds of things. But you want to, Sean has found a link for us. Great. Let's see if let's click on it right here. Very good. Okay, this is something about the Arusha Declarations and Tanzania's policy of socialism and self-reliance, okay? This, you will find a connection between this choice, similar to what Nasha was saying about the Constitution of Zimbabwe and the folks wanting to make sure that their constitution guarded against some of the oppression of the British during colonialism, and so they wanted to make sure that they developed differently. The West developed. When I went to Tanzania in 85, and I went to Tanzania and Kenya and Zimbabwe and Egypt, but I particularly wanted to compare Kenya and Tanzania, and I wanted to compare the form, the development, because they made two different choices. Tanzania chose this model of Ujamaa villages. Kenya chose the model of the West, basically building up city centers and ignoring the rural areas. Okay, so this is an excellent link. You might, all of you might look at it and connect it to what you find, the statements you find in the Bill of Rights and the African Constitution from Chancellor Williams, and see what you can make of the economy. Now, if you were still going to look at ancient Kemet before trouble, then you would look at that as well, begin to look at the economy. Okay, so now you're clearly going to need to know how to define what this economy is in the U.S., what is it called, basically how does it function. Now, this is where form versus function is going to be really important, you know, as you're comparing form versus function. All right, so, you know, have at it, have a good time, find some stuff, familiarize yourself with the documents and the names and the definitions. But I do not want you to have a definition that you can read on paper, but when I ask you for examples or ask you how it works, you have no idea. I want you to know the denotative definition, but I really want you to know what is capitalism, how does it work, what's the difference between the form of it and how it really functions? What are the options? How does the, in Jamaica now, what's the economy there? What is it called? How does it work, as best you can know? Now, I know you're taking snapshots, but still, you want to know the broad strokes of them. You definitely want to know what it's called and basically how it works there, and you want to do those comparisons. All right, now, I got 15 minutes, and I got a bunch of other things I got to show you. So that's why you hear some kind of anxiousness in my voice. At the same time, do you have any questions about what you're focusing on and what your research will be and your presentation will be and your quiz will be this week?
What's the question?
All right. The one that I laid out is the distinction between the economy and the form of government. Also, you might look at how they work hand in hand. That is, what are the governmental policies for that. The other laid out in the questions there, I'm scrolling up now, week five, the economy. What is it called? How does it work? And then how does it work for when you do in the U.S., and your other countries as well? How does it work on paper? How does it work for us? How does it work for others? For real. Okay? Again, you won't be able to be exhaustive, but you, I do expect for you to be able to get the broad strokes. What does that mean for us and for real? So here is how it works on paper. On paper, it says everybody has an opportunity to in a capitalist society, you can just, if you got good ideas, you can just go, and the marketplace will determine what's what. Now, whether that's really how it operates, and you know, and how was that operated historically for us like that, you know, is another question. Okay, so I expect for you to be asking that and doing some research. There's a lot of good research on this. It just makes sure you're breaking it down so that you can explain it to your 12-year-old brother, to your 6-year-old brother or sister. Make sure you really got it. Okay, ask people. You know, not only the internet, but ask people to help you, and say it out loud so that you know that you really understand it as best you can, and you're able to articulate what you do understand. All right. With that, I want us to go to another place. And y'all can stop me if it's just burning. Because I want a space, as you're doing these, I want you to have a space that's really just dedicated to So I created another wiki space that's dedicated solely to this project, okay? And I hope you're there. And each one of you have pages, and each one of you have logins, all right? I'm going to give them to you, and so that you can log in. And this is where I want you to transfer your research when it comes to this particular project, because your notes can be kept here and can be kept more cleanly here. Making links to them can be kept here. And I'll go over some more of the technical parts of it. Probably I'll take 15 minutes from your language arts class for that. But right now, I want you to know how to log in here. And some of the basic conventions is really easy. See, these words, this is what our wiki site used to be. And quite frankly, I miss it because there's some problems and wonderful, nice things with the new one, but there's some challenges. If you want to make a page, you essentially could go Wekesa Madzimoyo, long as it have a hump letter smashed together, or it could be WEKESA, and that would make a page, reserve a page. And I click on it, and then boom. So if you are creating notes, you can create links to those notes and make sure that it's really connected together, okay? You spelled Akilah and Amira's name wrong. Okay, no problem. I'll get that straight. Please forgive me, Akilah and Amira. It was early this morning. Okay. It's easy to make a page. Formatting is limited, but it's really easy to keep together. Now, I'm going to take you to some of the places right now in these 10 minutes, and we'll save some of the how-to in a minute. At the top, there's Wiki Help, and that's how you use it, how you get started. I'm not going there right now. I'm going to Research Help, because this is what I really want to get over to you and have us talk about. We may even do some writing about it in our next class. This project is a research project, okay? And this is a piece from Brother PJ Nyanjui from the Kenyan Institute of Education. I'd like for whomever wants to hit the talk now button and read that section on research, please.
The term research has been viewed with mystique by many people. It is seen to be the preserve of academians and professional elites. In most people's minds, the word research conjures up the image of a scholar, laboratory work, university, or other academic setting. But research is simply the process of asking questions and answering them by survey or experiment in an organized way. It should not be confined to academians alone. Every thinking person has a capacity and should do research. The fundamental requirement for research is an inquiring mind in order to recognize that there are questions that need answers. The quest for knowledge, then, is the basic idea behind research. By P.J. Nyanjui, Kenya Institute of Education.
All right. Everybody has a capacity and should do research. I say everybody does do research. When we come back, because we're going to use, since this is the research part of it, we're going to talk about it in language arts as well. But right now, I have a few more minutes, and when we come back, we're going to deal with the objective imposter, and what's the alternative, the truth imposter, and diunital thinking, and the researcher or problem solver. Right now, I want to go to the section. Scroll down below the bullets, and it says, from your own experience. I want you to tell me what's as your own experience in terms of your best research. Now, I'm not necessarily talking about academic. I'm talking about you had a question, and you wanted to get it answered. And what's your best research that you can think of, and what was your reward? What's your worst research, and what was your reward? Okay, and I'm not necessarily, it can be academic, but it also could not be academic. What's your best research that you can remember doing?
Well, I'll say my best research was the one that I did on my research project that I did on HIV and AIDS and Black people or African people throughout the diaspora. I did I think 3 or 4 pages on that, and I think I really got some good information. The sources that I went to were easy to understand, and it was easy for me to put together the information. Also, you know, add stuff that I already knew. As far as my worst research, I would have to say that this week's research was probably my worst, but it's more of a because I didn't have a lot of time to be on the computer, and also my computer was acting up, and so I definitely have to say that was my worst research.
What was your reward, and what has been your reward so far?
My reward was basically having it be a lengthy paper. I didn't think I would be able to get that much information, and also, you know, being able to put it all together and see how it fit and see how it flowed well and everything. So that was the reward for me.
My best research, I would probably say, is when I did, like, on Jamaican, the battles that Jamaican's facing today. Just because I felt like I got the most out of it, and I felt like really kind of relate, because, you know, it's a lot of kind of stuff that's happening here in America and everything like that. So I kind of relate to it. I like how, you know, just going through research and everything. But it was, can y'all hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. So yeah, that's what I feel like my best research was. My worst research, I don't know. Probably some of my real old stuff. I don't know. I have to look through it.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, Amira, but you're muffled. You usually aren't. But anyway, we did hear you, although you were a little muffled. What if you've already said what your best research was, and worst? Would you just type in the text chat what you did? So if it was your best research, what did you do that you think made it your best research? And if your worst research, what did you do? Yes, you are. If you can, I'm going to speed it up a little bit, because I want everybody to just jump in quickly. Your best research and your reward, your worst research. You don't have to give me a lot of details. Say what it is, give me a little bit, and then you can type in the text chat what you did or didn't do and your reward. All right, come on, some more. What's your best research, academic or otherwise?
Okay, my best research was, for a essay or like research project that I did in 9th grade about milk and dairy products, because I did a lot of in-depth research and dug really deep, and I really liked it. I always research better on things that I like, and it was, I guess the reward was the information first and foremost, and how I was gonna apply that to myself and my life. And I think I probably got some good grades for it or something. And my worst research would probably be on this whole like African World War thing that I did last year, only because stuff was really hard to find, the type of information that I was looking for. So I didn't really get as much back as I wanted, because I was really excited about it at first, but I couldn't really get anything out of it.
Okay, my best research, I do a lot of independent research outside of academics, and school at least. So my best research was when I wanted to learn how to make I was going to make short videos, like short creative videos, so I researched how to make a script, how to write a script, and I found much more than what I was looking for. I found how to write a script, how to pitch a story, how to write a treatment, screenplay, a lot of other things. So it was very rewarding, because it gave me a huge, it gave me a look into video production as a whole.
So it was great. It was very rewarding. And I guess since I was very interested in it, I was able to find much more than just how to write a script. So that was my best research. My worst research, let me see. I'm not really sure because I don't really grade my research, but I would say I would say the research that I did this week on African Constitution was probably close to my worst because, I mean, it was very challenging to find something on the Constitution and what was my report? And from the little that I found, I just tried to make the best use of that, but it was just a very nerve-wracking research, so I would say it's probably my worst.
My best research was when I was researching about how to conserve the conservation of water, and I did different projects. Actually, when I went to Baba Hannibal's survival training, we actually were doing different things with conserving water, and I kind of took my inspiration from that, and I did some stuff at home, like being able to get water from leaves and water from trees, and you know, just seeing how it was working. And so that was my best research because I actually got to, you know, participate in doing it and seeing how it worked and being able to research about it. So I actually got to see on hand how it really works. And my worst research, I guess, and my reward from that was just knowing, like, in the future how to be able to do that if I was caught in a situation where I didn't have water close by. And my worst research was probably this week, just because, like everybody was saying, it's just I've been having a lot of trouble just finding some stuff, so I guess I just have to work really hard at getting more information and really going out and getting what I need. And my reward was Baba Kessler, you know, telling me, you know, I really need to work on that. And, you know, giving me this constructive criticism so I know that next time that I need to work and do a lot better.
All right, folks, it's 10:32. Have your 10-minute break. You come back here. We're going to stay here for Sankofa Word. And we're going to continue with this. We also will get to your essays. If you'll remember, you should have three turned in by now. And that is, Keela's going to be 10 minutes from whatever time you have on your watch. You should have your process essay. You should have your comparison contrast essay. You should have your analysis essay, okay? But first part will be, we'll continue with this research, because knowing how to do it, we're going to address some things that are going to be important that will come up during research. So enjoy your 10-minute break. 10 minutes from whatever time is on your clock. Be back here. Okay? All right. Take care. My brother Sean, I'm staying right here. I'm going to stretch a little bit. I'm welcome to, you know, we can chat a bit if you want to. All y'all get out of here. Get some, drink some water. Stretch. Calisthenics. Run around the building. If you sign out, make sure you save your text chat.
I can't wait to get my camera.
Yeah, I can't wait to get your camera too. It makes a difference when you can, it's a little live and folk can feel you and stuff like that. Of course you have a wonderful voice that comes over. I love this part here because what I also want them to get them into is when they were getting ready to buy something, just to begin to have them deal with, you know, research things outside of an academic place so they can transfer some of those skills and have some of that same kind of attitude, because often we get freeze up when we're supposed to be doing research. We'll deal a little bit with those imposters called objectivity. And this is partly to prepare them and inoculate them for what they'll be getting inundated with in college. All right, my brother, I'm going to take 5 minutes of these myself, stretch a little bit, drink a little bit, and be ready, be right back here so we can kick it. See you in a minute.
Sounds good.